Mr. Data, warp speed, please.
Hour 9.
And now, from the west coast of the United States of America, in the studios of Boyer Multimedia, the founder and creator of StarTrekParodies.com, musician and voiceover artist, Rick Moyer.
I'm yawning. How long have we been doing this? Oh, hey everybody. The podathon continues, does it not? And you know, as a reward of sticking around and being part of this for a long period of time, like almost 24 hours, guess what? Guess what? I got the song done and ready to premiere right here on the Trekmate Podathon. Yeah. Party Spock anthem, ladies and gentlemen, just for your pleasure. Crank it up. Put your earphones on, or maybe not. Maybe just crank your subwoofer. See how tired I am? Crank your subwoofer up and bug your neighbors, because it's time to party with Spock on the Enterprise, everybody. Here it is, the Party Spock anthem, which you can find, by the way, before I hit the play button, over at StarTrekParodies.com for free. Download it, put it on your iPod or your MP3 device or whatever you do to listen to music. It's free over at StarTrekParodies.com.
Captain, okay. I suggest Vulcan Mind Probe.
Tell me how your planet Vulcan looks on a lazy evening when the moon is full.
Vulcan has no moon, Miss Uhura.
I'm not surprised.
Party Spock! Yeah! Woo! Let's go!
Party Spock is on the ship tonight. Everybody have a logical time. Everybody make a Vulcan sign. Party Spock is on the ship tonight. Everybody have a logical time. And he's gonna make you use your mind. He just wants to hear you.
Quote staff.
Illogical. Illogical. Illogical.
In the blue, party spot. Looking at the right, that geeky jug, huh? Non-stop GPS to spot. Checker sets the course like it's all he's got. It's too green in any light. Sack shirt, brown cock to the left and right. Half this, half that, not a monster. Peace, long life, live long and prosper.
Yo! I'm running through these forest doors on fire. Hanging with Kirk Holmey, no, I cannot be a liar.
New party spot!
Yeah, that's the crew I'm serving. Let's fly the Enterprise now. Stop that swerving.
Hey, Party Spock is on the ship tonight. Everybody have a logical time. And he's gonna make you lose your mind. Everybody make the Vulcan sign.
Party Spock is on the ship tonight. Everybody have a logical time. And he's gonna make you lose your mind. He just wants to hear you.
Every day I'm shuttling. Shuttling, shuttling.
Beam up fast and be the first one to make the shellfish glass. Rob your mail, don't be mad. Now stop! Emotions are bad.
Trouble is up ahead. We'll be going
don't mess around.
We just want to see
more now.
Warp speed back
to free now.
Fingers spread out now. Raise one hairy eyebrow. Put your hands up now.
Thank you.
Spock, you're the most cold-blooded man I've ever known.
Why, thank you, Doctor. The computer cannot make an error.
Live long and prosper.
Every day I'm shuttling.
Doctor, I am in command of the Enterprise. I can answer none of your questions at this time.
You'd make a splendid computer, Mr. Spock.
That is very kind of you, Captain.
Are you trying to be funny, Mr. Spock? It would never occur to me, Captain.
And we are back. So that's it. Welcome to the beginning of our... Oh, God knows. We're deep in it. So I'm joined still by JD.
I'm still here.
You're still there. And
I'm still here.
The next man that we're going to speak to is somebody that I met through the podcasting world as I reached out for help so long ago. And I'm happy to say has become a true friend. And I can't thank him for everything that he's always doing for us. And that is Mr. Rick Moyer.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How's it going, hey, Rick?
You're supposed to say, apparently we are, my friend. You're still up, man. Aren't you supposed to be sleeping?
Oh,
Rick,
don't.
It's in the afternoon in Australia. I'm fine.
That's great. Yeah, it's only about 9:30 over here on the West Coast at night yesterday.
Yeah. No, at the moment, we're currently sitting at 20 past five.
Nice.
So,
nice.
A part of me is wishing that I had got more sleep since, I say last night.
The
night before, I didn't get sleep until about 3:30 as I was decorating.
That's how that works. And that's okay, though. You guys are doing an awesome job, and it's really fun to be in the chat room with everybody and hang out and all that jazz. It's a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun with that this morning. Just hanging out in there before
everybody's really cool. It's fun to meet all sorts of different people that I've never met before and stuff. Hi, Lewis. Yeah. I'm saying people are saying stuff in there and I can't respond and type and talk at the same time. Well, maybe I can. You never know.
it's a juggling act.
What's that?
Hey, come on, multitask.
That's right. Hey, everybody. My wife just stopped in for a second. Say hi, Aim.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, except I don't have my earphones on, so I can't hear you very well.
Oh, well, you know what the key to that is? Get your earphones. Sorry, my wife.
That's cool.
We actually are supposed to have our podcast all... We have our own podcast, and we're supposed to have it taped by now. Taped? Who uses tape? Nobody does. We're supposed to have it recorded by now and out on iTunes, but we haven't even started yet. So
I was going to put out a... disclaimer there, Rick. Normally, I try and pick up your pod every week on the day of release. However, I may have to be a couple of days late this time.
That's okay. You know what I've been doing?
Busy.
While waiting, I've been working on another parody song that actually goes on Rico Dosti's show tomorrow on Treks and Sci-Fi podcast. And I'm working on it. It's all about remember the episode with the binaries.
Yes, 1100111.
I'm glad that you have that memorized because that's the only thing I could never memorize. But I'm putting it into a line in the song. Mm-hmm. And instead of American Pie, I'm doing Binary Guys.
Oh, I like
it. Yeah. And it's pretty fun.
Binary Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really quite fun. I might, in fact, I've got some lyrics up here. Just a minute. Let me see. Let me see. Hello, 1, 2, test. You like that reverb?
Beautiful.
That's nice. So it'll go, a long title on the show. I can still remember how a refit of the Enterprise computer style. The crew, they had to leave, yes, all, and walk across the space deck hall and hang out on the starbase for a while. Yeah, okay, that's about it. I won't.
I love it.
Reveal the whole thing. But the chorus is. The chorus is absolutely hilarious. It goes, so my, oh my, binary guys had to hide, stole a ride, or they could all die. Fooled Picard and Riker in a holodeck high. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly. What do you think?
We're never singing on a show again.
No. Fez's two sets.
You've just shown everyone up, Rick. No, you've done... That's hysterical. Absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be really
funny. Love it. And I have to say, thank you so much for giving us the exclusive on...
Party Spock is in the house. Or is on the ship, sorry.
So good.
That was a hard song to do. You know, I didn't realize how much I'd bit off there.
And I apologize because he made me sing on it a little bit, and I can't sing.
So. I look at, I had to coach her. I said, quote stats. And she'd go, quote stats. And I'd say, no. Quote stats. And she'd go, quote stats.
I mean, it took like a half an hour to get those two words.
You would have been better off using Fez.
Oh, that was just too much fun. And then every day I'm shuttling.
Honestly, I was in hysterics listening to that. It's brilliant. And as you said in the making of, I had never really sat down and listened to the lyrics of that song. But it's really an awful song.
It's basically all about having sex.
Oh, yeah.
In naughty ways. Ooh.
Behave yourself.
Oh, yeah, but still, you've done an amazing cover and really enjoyed like just having that little bit of insight into the process.
Oh, and you know, I wish I would have had more time to really go into some in depth on how it works, but some of the stuff just takes, you know, the way that a parody is funny is when you can nail. It's really familiar to you. If it's not familiar, if it's like if you sing it just a little bit off, then it's not funny. Mm-hmm. And so you have to. So I actually sit with the actual song and will try to do the phrasing exactly the same way as the singer did. And that's difficult to do because each singer is a little bit different on how they approach stuff. And so these guys, quite honestly, it's the most moronic song ever written is Party Rock Anthem.
You have to get into that mindset.
Oh yeah, you have to be just completely. It's like they're not musicians. The most of the time they're singing. It's like what are they? What, you know? And so I had to break it all apart and then just kind of be mindless for a while and go line by line, and then it worked. But you know, and then it's always a kick to try and make it. You know, write the lyrics that'll be really funny along with it. You know, like the binary song. It's got to be hilarious or. Or it's just, you know, a long, boring song. And I don't want to, I mean, we already, the American Pie song is what, 9 minutes or something like that? It's ridiculous. It's longer than Stairway to Heaven. Wow. So you get really bored with it if you don't have it really funny. So I might even chop out a couple of verses because it's like, oh my gosh. How many ways can you say little weird aliens take the Enterprise for some, who knows why they actually were able to do it and hide Picard and Riker in a holodeck. And then when they get there, they have to work in pairs to fix it. Okay, well, that's the plot. How much, you know, how many times can you sing about the exact same thing? So, well, anyway.
Yeah, no.
It's a little crazy. It gets crazy, I tell you.
So you're showing off again.
I don't know how to play chopsticks.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that was on my iPad. I almost dropped my iPad right there.
Oh, come on. If Tom Hanks could do it.
I know. I can't. I don't even know. I have my regular piano all booted up and ready. Booted up. Yeah, this is the weird day that we live in when I can say I booted up my piano. There's my wife. She's playing. She's over there playing it. You know, I had something really cool I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I show you something cool?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay. I'm working on this kind of top secret project that isn't really that top secret, but it is top secret for a producer over in Australia named Stefan Sonic, who does the Martians Are Here. Audiobook, and also we're working on a brand new book with him, and he had me score the book for him, and it's been
quite a chore, and I've been using some new tools that I have to do it with. And I wanted to show you a little snippet of one of the songs that I wrote for a battle scene between robots.
Oh.
I love my job.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what you want to hear it? Because it's really cool.
Hopefully Stefan won't be mad.
And I'm only going to play a little bit of it. Just a little bit of it. A
tiny bit.
I'm going to play a little tiny bit. Oh, it's only a flesh wound. I'll bite your kneecaps off. All right, listen a minute. Oh, okay, I think I have it. Let's see if it works. Here comes the theme. Here comes electric guitar. Okay, here comes the orchestration, comes in. Ready? Okay, I can't play anymore. I'll get in trouble.
Oh, that is sweet.
Is that rocking, dude?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the project all put together because I've got to hear him do different pieces of it, and I've got to hear some of the voice actors. It's going to be really neat.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, what I have discovered on my iPad. Okay, by the way, that song that you just heard, no real instruments at all. I programmed it all by playing it into the iPad.
Wow.
There's not a real instrument on that. And I did it all with the screen. Of course, I played the instruments, except for the drums. I programmed those, but I actually played the actual instruments. It brings up a fretboard on my screen, and I can actually play the instrument. For instance, you heard the orchestra there, right? Going up, bah, 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 bah. Well, I go. And I actually have the fretboard of the viola on my screen, and I can play it just whatever I want to do. Or I can change that if I wanted to a bass, and I could go. Cool, huh?
Nice.
You can even bend the string. There's amazing stuff that you can do in it, but. It's a lot of fun. So I've been working on a bunch of cool music projects and getting those finished up, and haven't done any parodies in a long time until you had the show coming up here. We were doing the Podathon, and I thought I'm going to offer to do a parody for that. And so you got to cut my creative juices going again on the parody stuff.
Thanks. Oh no, thank you, and Rick, I have to thank you so much for putting together all of the bumpers and the intro and closer for the event as well.
You like,
honestly,
hour eight.
I thought that was very good.
Hour eight.
Yes. But mate, honestly, I think there is something seriously wrong with me because when I last spoke to you yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before, might have been the day before, and you had literally sent me the intro.
The intro, yeah, with the whole rocket launch.
Yes, and I had got it just before I went to bed, and then I was up for about an extra 40 minutes just because I was listening to it. And then I ended up getting up and listening to it so many times that day, by the time that I had emailed you, I think I had reached about 40-odd times that I'd listened to it.
Oh, my goodness. I sent you the closer.
Yeah.
And we haven't played that yet, so you got a few more hours for that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, I lost count after I had listened to the opener about 67 times.
Oh, my God.
And I've listened to it at least another 20 to 30 more since.
Oh, my goodness.
There's something wrong with me.
Sucked. You're hooked.
I'm the same way. I didn't listen to it that many times, but probably 7 or 8 times in one go. Made my wife come into the room and listen to it. Listen to how good this is.
Well, I'm glad you guys like it. That's fun. You know, it's always fun to be appreciated, and I'm such a geek. Ask my wife. She just laughs.
You make parodies. Of course you are, but we love it.
Well, you know, I'm such a geek. You know how my wife found out that I was a Trekkie on our honeymoon?
Yes.
Indeed. We were married 26 and a half years ago, or 26 and a couple, 3 months. Anyway, 26 years ago, she said, I do, which is surprising to me, but she did. And when we went on our honeymoon, on our very first, second night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I won't go into detail, but I'll just say it was late in the evening. Excuse me. And
we were asleep.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the night.
I wasn't asleep.
And I thought we were both asleep.
I wasn't.
And so I wake up and my husband on our honeymoon is not
gone.
In the bedroom with me. It's kind of odd.
Well, she was asleep, for goodness sakes. You were sleeping.
And so
I get up to
look for him. And what was he doing?
Okay. I had turned on the TV in the front room of the house we were staying in. And I had found a Star Trek rerun of the original series, of course, because that's all that was out at that point. And I was watching Star Trek on our honeymoon.
And was I happy about that?
Oh, my gosh. This is where she got the name Flamey Amy.
Yes. I think that was the first flame
gentlemen,
that you saw.
Gentlemen, if you get married, if you're not married and you get married, don't watch Star Trek on your honeymoon nights. It's just not, it didn't set well. And
I was
but
not
since
happy.
Then, since then, I have to say that my wife has watched every episode of Star Trek many times. And now we play a little game before we go to bed. And what is that game, dear?
Well, he'll turn on a
I put on
episode.
A Starfleet uniform and say,
no.
Hey, baby.
he'll
are you ready
a,
to boldly
episode.
Go?
That's right.
Engage.
Oh no, no. Okay, what do I really do?
The game is
the
he'll
game
turn
is this.
On Star Trek
in the bedroom.
In the bedroom, and with my eyes closed, within
our
20,
son just said stop.
Yeah,
stop.
That's why I laughed.
Within 30 seconds, with my eyes closed. I can tell him the whole plot of the episode.
So she'll okay. So
and
like,
then
let's
I'll
say
good night, and I'll yeah. go to sleep.
Let's say the ensigns. Is it called the ensign of command or the ensigns of command? Or
I don't have all
the one with the
Shellyak.
And Data goes down to the planet that has radiation and tries to get the people to move. And my ancestors are buried on that hill, and you will be too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the girl's very fond of computers,
and she kisses Data.
Awesome.
Oh, she
yeah.
can. Okay, so it, the first
and there's 30, a little stream that comes down.
First
that they
30
built.
Seconds of the show, she'll yeah. do this entire thing, and then yeah. she'll roll over and go to sleep, and yeah. I'll watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll watch it till you fall asleep. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I know way too much about Star Trek, but I have to admit, I haven't memorized every single title. He probably knows most of the titles. I haven't bothered. I know all the
I do
plots.
Now. Okay, so I'm way more familiar with TNG and TOS and Voyager than I am with for some reason Deep Space Nine was hard for me to remember the names of the shows, but I like it. What's that?
It's cuz it's so episodic and it all just runs into one story. It's
it
hard
does.
To remember where it starts and finishes.
It does.
Which I kind of like that about Deep Space Nine because I was a Babylon 5 fan and it kind of reminded me of the long story arcs and yeah so.
By the way, drinking Diet Snapple peach iced tea tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
You better, because we still have our podcast to do when we're done here.
That's right. Hey, you guys ever hear that
iced tea?
What's
he's playing games, playing drinking raspberry iced tea.
Nice.
You need tea to keep you awake.
Hey, have you ever watched that silly video on YouTube called Baby Monkey Riding Backwards on a Pig?
Oh,
no.
Rick.
What?
Rick,
you never?
Honestly, Rick, when you mentioned it on your pod, I had that bloody song in my head for 4 days.
You didn't.
You should see the look on Fez's
face. I was cursing your name, honestly.
That's hilarious.
Monkey. Baby monkey.
Like this?
Yeah.
Baby monkey. Riding backwards on a pig. Baby monkey. Everybody. Baby monkey. Baby monkey. Riding backwards on a pig. Baby monkey. Everybody. The world is so insane.
and they don't know what is right.
I don't remember the lyrics. Wait, what? You want me to turn it off? My wife is making me turn it off.
They're going to start cursing in a second, so you better turn it off.
Sorry. I can't help it, you know.
You know that.
Fez has a question for you, Rick.
Okay, I'm here.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. All I heard from my angle was, do you eat grits? No, I don't eat grits. I live on the West Coast. I don't eat grits.
I was asking, was that written by Perry Grip?
Perry Grit.
Grip. The guy from Nerf Herder. That did the Buffy soundtrack.
Did he write that?
Yeah. It sounds like he wrote a song called Chimpanzee Riding on a Segway.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Which is just chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Riding on a Segway.
I think you get the point.
I do. Kind of like peanut butter and jelly time.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
Yeah. Or snake. How's it go? Mushroom. Snake!
Yes.
Sorry,
Badger, mushroom.
That's right. That's what it was. Badger. Yep.
I just Googled and it says baby monkey going backwards.
That's a little private. You shouldn't be talking about how much you Googled.
Perry Grip. So,
So is his last name Grip?
G-R-I-P-P.
So when you say, hey, Perry, get a grip, he already has one.
He already is one. That's his name.
He is one.
I am one. So punny.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she has to put it. She didn't even laugh at my puns anymore. Not even none of my family do. Well,
the thing is, I can physically hear the eye roll.
Yeah, you can. Well, that's because her eyes have a little scratchy. They go, whoop, whoop, like SpongeBob. Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
It's true.
Honestly, Amy, patience of a saint.
Oh my gosh. You don't even know.
I have to say, when he was recording that song for your podcast, I went to the other side of the house and closed the bedroom door because it went on and on and is very
yeah, it took a while to get that one done.
Yeah. It tests my patience.
Yeah. You can't help those kind of things. It's just, you know.
No, these things happen. Never mind.
Just deal with it. Fine.
I'm looking through all my songs on my iPad, thinking I probably should back these all up because I have like 157 songs that I've made on it.
What of all the songs you've made? What is your favorite one?
Oh my gosh. My very, very favorite one that I've ever done is the parody songs.
Yeah.
It would be Life is Just a Holodeck. One of my favorite bands when I was a teenager was Aldo Nova. And I just love Life is Just a Fantasy. I just think that's such a cool tune. And I was so excited when Rico was going to cover the episode with Barkley, you know. I mean, that's just an awesome episode. It's a fantastic episode.
Holodeck Addiction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just got to thinking, I bet I could do Life is Just a Holodeck. You know, can you live this fantasy life? I thought I could do that. And I did. So that was way back when, too. That was one of my first ones. And I've liked that best out of most of them. The other one is one that my son sang on and helped me write. And that's remember the episode? I'm trying to remember the name of the episode.
The song that's like Owl City?
It's the Owl City mm-hmm. song, Fireflies. And we did Enterprise instead of Fireflies. And we did it all on that episode where they're going to eat the maggots. And, you know, Walker Keel gets a hold of Picard and they meet on the planet and you know, they have the little thing sticking out of the back of their neck and all that jazz. What's that one called?
The big meat puppet one that grosses
me out. The meat
puppet,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's We're, my least conspiracy. Favorite episode.
Conspiracy, I should know that. My goodness.
It's the worst episode of all time.
No.
Blowing up a meat puppet. It's the best disgusting. Episode.
I loved it.
Two.
It must
relish,
be a guy, I think.
Relish your new body.
You were meant for the doctor.
That's right. You were meant for the doctor.
He doesn't got in the like way. You.
Oh, I love it. And then watch your cool. back, big god.
Actually, in the chat room, we've had a bit of a insurgence of people wanting to listen to the opener again.
Oh, really? Well, you go feel free. If you want to play it right now, you can. I can hold on.
I tell you what mm-hmm. I'm going to say is if we can get another £20 worth of donations.
There you I'll go. Then we'll play. Excellent idea.
Yeah, so if you guys want to listen to the opener again, get donating as well.
That's right. See, if everybody in the chat room donated a few dollars, you'd have more than £20 come in. I mean, pounds. I don't, you know, dollars, pounds.
Yeah, how many dollars does it take to make a pound?
Is this a joke?
No, I'm asking a real question.
So a guy walks into a bar and he says, "Hey, how many pounds does it take to make a dollar?" But I'm bummed.
No, I'm being serious.
Oh, okay. I think it's about $1.60 to a pound, something around there.
Okay.
Something around there, but because I can tell you at the moment, we are currently sitting on £642 raised, which actually works out at $1,500.
Sweetness.
Wow.
So,
hey, you know what I'll do? I'll do this. Here. Maybe you got to move a little bit, though.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is so the people will actually begin to donate. I will stop playing this song as soon as people start donating, okay? Here we go.
Come on, people.
Come on, somebody donate something.
Yeah, dig it. Honestly. Jesus, people, help us.
Come on.
Please.
Somebody, please. This is really getting obnoxious.
Okay. Please. Come on. Help us.
Anybody? Baby monkey. Baby monkey. It's not working, man. It's not working, man. Here, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a podcast who desperately needed funds to take care of small children and people in trouble. But no one was donating.
Oh, Jesus, please, guys.
Then they had this crazy guy from America on who started playing obnoxious music and narrating strange things from outer space.
Please help.
Give what you can. Stop the man.
Front line, my ears are bleeding. Please.
Thank you.
I think you nearly made people cave there, Rick. There are screams of no more.
No more! I'm trying to find my techno music for you. Here we go. Let's make a song right here, everybody.
Jesus.
I love my synthesizer. It's so much fun. Donations yet?
We've had one donation.
Sweet! That's it, man. I don't play no more.
That's all you needed.
Because I'm singing for my supper, baby.
Needs more cowbell.
Oh, I can do that. I got lots of cowbell.
Didgeridoo.
Like a didgeridoo again for
I
us.
Have that too. It's in the background. It's right here. I have a didgeridoo.
Do you want me to go grab a didgeridoo?
All right, get the didgeridoo. Oh, this is going to be fun. Ah, yeah, you're going to make play the didgeridoo. I've done a bunch of Australian stuff for the story where the corporate Jim, this character, is in the outback, and I had to do tons and tons of music to kind of. Are you? Oh, my wife's trying to do it. You're making funny noises, dear. Okay, let's see. Where's your microphone at?
Okay, hold it down here.
All right, here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is me talking through the didgeridoo. Thank you very much. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Can't hear that.
All right, okay. Okay, it's me.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
It sounds like I'm terrible.
Farting on your show. Hello, everybody. Listen to this crazy American fart.
That's right. Blown away by one man. I love it.
I'm running out of air.
Yeah, I'm trying to do circular breathing, but all that's really happening is I'm going to like faint.
Oh, good. Rick.
Okay, that's okay.
Rick, I think people want the pain to stop. We've had £30 worth of donations.
Oh, see, this is awesome. I think up other things I could do to make everybody like freaking out.
Until we stop.
Well, whilst you figure out how to endure more pain on people to get them to donate money.
He has a kitty cat piano.
That, I do. I have the cat piano. That would make really everybody upset. I can do the Close Encounter themes of the Third Kind with cat voices. Would you like that? All right, everybody. Donate, or I'm going to play Close Encounters of the Third Kind on cat piano.
Play it. All right.
All right. Here we go. I got to find cat piano. It's hard to find the cat piano on here because I have. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Now, this is really, really sacrificial of me because I can't stand it. So here you go.
I hope it works. I don't hear it.
You're suffering, Amy.
Yeah. Okay, here, let me try it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Wait. How about Asthma Kitty? Yeah, not bad, huh?
Now that you've made people endure, how about we give them what they'd asked for 20 minutes ago?
And okay, just that's probably good.
Hear the opener one more time.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Trekmate podcast. It's 24-hour mission to talk Trek and raise as much money as possible for charity. To boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
Trekmate Podcast, this is Control. The Trekmate 24-hour podathon is good for launch.
We'll count down from starting at T-minus 20. T-minus 25. Stages reporting ready for launch. T-minus 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, we have ignition.
Make it so.
All engines are running. We have liftoff. We have liftoff at 7 a.m. The tower
has got a building shaking here. A building shaking. The big glass window is shaking. Now we're holding them with our hands. Look at the rocket go into the clouds at 3,000 feet. Roars, terrific. Look at it going.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
Thank you so much for that, Rick. I really do love that opener so much.
Sorry, I had to unmute my mic.
Mute button. There we go.
Don't worry, honestly.
The mute. I got better.
I got better.
All right, we did the hat and the nose, but she's still a witch.
Watch it.
I'm not a witch. I'm your wife.
Honestly, the amount of Americans that we end up talking to that all they want to do is quote Monty Python.
What is up with that? And you call it Monty
Python.
Yeah,
and we
you call
say
it
Python. Monty Python. Python.
We say Python. Python. We say and Python. You say Python.
Yeah, it's Python.
Yeah, you say Python, I say Python.
Yes. Unfortunately, we invented the language, so.
Well, yeah, so you're probably right, huh?
Yeah, probably.
God only knows what we did to it.
That's hey.
That's I would explain exactly what you did, but somewhere in the world we're before the watershed. Oh, dear.
That's
so
absolutely hysterical.
But still, honestly, I can't thank you enough for the work that you did for that, because I absolutely love that opener so much.
Oh, well, you are so welcome. Anything for you guys. You know, you've been a real cool blessing to us over here, and my wife and I in our media business. And we, you know, I wish I could listen to all of your podcasts, but I've been so busy lately, I haven't kept up. I've been trying. I listen every once in a while, but I used to keep right up with everything. But now I've been so busy, I haven't been able to listen as much as I want. But you guys do such an awesome job, the whole team. And I love Trek. Absolutely love it. And I just have so much fun with it. So I love listening to you guys. Because it's like listening to somebody that like thinks like I do. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's what we love. We love Trek. And to be honest, I can't hold it against you that you don't listen to us, because you're not exactly in a job where you can listen to something whilst working when you're actually creating.
When I do websites, I listen to podcasts. And when I am if I have a big music project, I hardly listen to any podcast during the week, and I have to catch up. But I'm on my way of catching up here and there, and you know, it's just fun. But you guys put out so much material every week; it's like content city.
Yeah, that's the thing. After a couple of weeks' time, we'll be at seven shows a week. So,
wow, that's a lot. We have a hard time getting one out a week.
Have you guys enjoyed the Merry Trekmas project? Do you guys like the Christmas project I did?
This is something that I was actually going to speak to you about, because obviously last year when we done our Christmas special early on, we played quite a few of your songs, and we got such a huge reaction from people. And I played it all the way through Christmas. I loved it.
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to know, have we got any new tracks coming this year?
Well, that depends on my workload. If I have a little space there, I will definitely work on it. You know, I did a whole bunch of new ones last year that went along with it. I did Little Ferengi Boy. It's beginning to look a lot like Trekmas. It's the most trektacular time of the year. And then I Saw to Pring Kissing Captain Kirk. So you got four new ones this last year. Mm-hmm. The year before that, you got two new ones. And, of course, the year before that, the regular album came out with 14 songs on it. So, you know, if I could, you know, if I have the time and the wherewithal, I'll definitely try to put out a couple of new Christmas tunes this year.
Brilliant. No, I do look forward to that, because it's always for some reason your song's almost got me into the spirit more than the regular.
Isn't that I hear that from a lot of people that are geeks like us. They just really like it, and so it kind of adds to their festivities. I got one guy that he can't wait until Christmas time so he can play the album again.
I'll admit, I don't always wait until Christmas.
There you go. I knew it. You know what's funny about that album? One of the songs that was the most fascinating one was the one that I do, the DS9 song, Benjamin the Spaceman.
Yes.
And it's for Frosty the Snowman. You know, that song I actually wrote when I was out on a walk on my at the time I had a cell phone that was one of the first smartphones that came out. Remember the Trios? Mm-hmm. Oh. You remember those? I was writing it on a little keyboard while I was on the walk, you know, trying not to trip into the ditch. And that's where I wrote the lyrics for that particular tune, and I and then recorded it. And it was people just love that one because it's kind of jazzy and all that kind of thing. But it's pretty crazy. I think the favorite one that I get from people is Here Comes Enterprise. They like that one.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It really is amazing.
I was going to say one of the neatest things that we found out about the Christmas Star Trek parody album.
Merry Trekmas.
We have a friend in the Chicago area, mm-hmm. and he was attending the Klingon Christmas Carol.
In Chicago, downtown Chicago. Richard Pete is his name, from Crystal Lake.
And he calls Rick during the intermission, and he says, listen. And they were playing some of his Christmas parody Star Trek songs, Merry Trekmas songs, during the intermission, and he just thought that was so cool. And
he held his phone up so I could hear myself singing in the middle of the intermission. Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah, that was brilliant. Fun.
I was laughing so hard. I'm like, no.
And I think they're going to have the Klingon Christmas Carol on the west coast of the U.S. Not very far from us, a couple hours from us. Is it this year or
Portland?
Yeah, in the Portland area.
If they do, I'm going down.
Yeah.
I'm going down there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so can't wait to see can be neat.
Christmas Carol in Klingon.
Yeah, the original Klingon, you know.
I wonder how you say Bah Humbug in Klingon.
Yeah, I'm sure
probably
it's
something you
about.
clear your throat. Oh, yeah, okay. That must be Scrooge. Cratchit! Kapla! That's all I know in Klingon. Kapla.
Well,
that's right. Success.
There's some Klingon cuss words we know too, but we don't need to say those.
Well, Patak, yeah, that's not a good one,
that's
is it?
That's not a nice one.
No, but we warf you a Merry Christmas. I like that one.
And he sings it well.
Ah! Hey!
Oi! Oi! Sailor Fez is giving!
I was just about to say it, actually.
Oh, dear. Go and whack out some Klingon for us, Rick.
Wow, gee. No.
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 Just
no. No. It's too way. You guys are way too up too early, and I'm not up too late. I stay up.
It's getting late.
It's like getting said, late. 3 o'clock
in the afternoon. We're okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know how I'm almost done with my time already. Boy, does an hour go fast?
Yeah. Oh, doesn't it just? Yeah. Doesn't it just? And you guys have got to go and record, take him with you. So
yeah.
Yeah. So Amy.
Yeah. I suppose Amy better take you with her.
She better, or I'm in big trouble. So you guys will have to. I just posted Party Spock on StarTrekParodies.com for those of you that want to download. Let me see if it works. Just a minute.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, there it is. Let me see if it it's working. Yeah, so if you go to I'll put the lyrics up here in a minute and a picture to go along with it. I was actually inspired by I was on Facebook one day, and I saw this little thing that said Party Spock, and it had a picture of him with a smile on his face. Hmm. And I got – all of a sudden I went, I got to write that song.
Excellent.
I got to write it. So, you know, quote stats. Wait a minute, Amy, say it.
I can't.
Say it. Quote stats.
Quote stats.
Hey, you did it that time. I'm impressed. Every day I'm shuttling.
Beautiful.
You'd love Amy's mic stand. It's hysterical.
No,
it's hysterical. No. She's talking into a tribble, everybody. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, it's called a dead kitten. It's called a dead kitten, but it looks like a tribble. It's just this fuzzy, like microphone cover. That's mm-hmm. like hairy. It's kind of awkward. But
so a guinea pig with an afro.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm impressed. That's exactly what it is. How's that? I'm impressed. I'm trying to find my. Oh man, I'm trying to get back to the chat. I'm trying to get back to the chat room. I can't find it. Where are you, chat room? Let's try this one.
It's in there somewhere.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
I saw our son was on the chat room. Is he still there?
Okay. I'm sorry, Steve. You know what? As soon as I'm done with the interview, I'll make sure you can find the link and everything. For some reason, it's not showing up right, so I'll just make sure it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you once again for joining us, Rick.
You're completely welcome.
And I genuinely thank you for everything that you've ever done for us. You're a true friend.
Well, thanks. I appreciate all that you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for joining us, Amy. It's lovely to finally actually get to speak to you voice to voice.
Right. We're going to, and just so you know, we're going to make our donation as soon as we're done here. So we're going to put some into the coffers there as well.
I appreciate that.
We believe in what you're doing and think this is a really cool idea and may have to do something similar down the road because it's just so much fun. When do we do this again, guys?
Well, I'm thinking
Rick,
this
can
is...
come on the Wilderness whenever you want.
All right.
Yeah, no, fit right in. Literally, you can come back whenever you like, though I'm thinking the Podathon may become an annual event.
Sorry. My talking coffee mug was making noises. Sorry, go ahead.
I was trying to shh him.
Is that the one that you done the voiceover for?
Yeah, I grabbed the coffee mug off the thing and it started talking. Here, I'll leave you with this. Ready? Wait a minute. And then you pick up this coffee cup and it goes, just a minute. Oh, maybe I have to turn it on. Here, just a minute. Is that it? Oh, man.
Turned it off.
It's supposed to say more than that. Yes, coward's done. Just a minute. Can you imagine drinking your coffee?
Leave me alone. I'm in a bad mood.
Wait.
How are you today?
We already heard that one. Do something different.
That's cowardicious.
Yeah, all right. Wait.
This is the tastiest drink, heifer.
Oh, wait. That's cowardicious. Oh, we already heard that one. How are you today? No, we heard that one.
What do they call a cow?
Oh, I missed it. My wife was being weird.
Decaffeinated.
What do you call a cow that just had a calf? Decaffeinated. Ba-dum-bum.
Honestly. Okay, if you was go. Working in the office next to the guy with that mug, how long would it be before it went out the window?
Oh, I was going to say either that or you strangled him. And they wondered, what happened to my coworker? He just dropped dead. I don't get it. In the background, they smell coffee and see this this broken coffee mug on the floor. Imagine living with me. My wife has to put up with this all the time. I guess she could kill me if she wanted, but...
But still, that's the thing. I'm in a way, I guess I'm blessed that I just get a weekly dose of you.
I don't know. I have a feeling if I lived over there, you and I'd be good friends and we'd have a lot of problems together.
Most definitely.
Our wives would be not very happy with us, I can tell you.
Oh, trust me. It does. I think for geeks, it's just common law that we're never that far away from being told off.
That's I agree. Yeah. I've been that way all my life. I don't know.
Someone has to keep us in check.
That's right. Well, thank you guys. It was awesome being on the show, and we're so excited. And that's my dog. She says hello. And
Wayne, I am your father.
You know what? You know you're in Redneck Jedi. If you hear,
I'm your father and your uncle.
And your cousin.
Yeah. Or if the land speeder's up on blocks in the driveway. Or if you know that Ewoks taste like chicken. Stop me. Somebody stop me.
Do they know what rednecks are over there?
I don't know if you know what a redneck
trust
is.
Trust me, yeah. We
know what redneck
are. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. We've fully prepared ourselves for any eventuality.
Okay. Excellent. Very, very good. Yeah. Beamer done.
That's the thing. You guys are just stuffed, though, because you're given this one stereotype for Brits. So as soon as you run into a chav, you're stuffed. So
We don't even know what you just said, so it doesn't really matter. We have our French toast stuffed once in a while.
Just be grateful stuff. That you're probably safer over there, Rick.
Just remember this. That's the insides of my Tribble.
We reviewed Trials and Tribulations this morning. It's awesome.
I love that show. Oh my gosh.
It's brilliant.
Tribbles rock.
It really is. No, so thank you so much, Rick.
All right. We said thank you 5 times and I haven't got off the line. I'm sorry. Blessings to you guys. You're doing awesome. And I promise I'll stay on here forever as long as you keep the channel open. So just.
Well, we need to do our podcast.
Shut it off! Shut it off, please!
So that was Rick Moyer.
We probably shouldn't have him on the wilderness, you know.
So, that was the greatness that was Rick Moyer. And I suppose that means that we should now go for a small musical interlude, also now known as Time to Go for a Wee. So
exactly.
We'll be back shortly.
She got speed. She packed the kind of firepower that every captain needs. Well, she got the slickest body and the slickest pole. I gotta stay on course and make her lose control. Well, she hardwired. She got chips. She got the kind of badass body that's built for a 5-year trip. Well, she got orders to boldly go. I gotta open fire and make her make it so. And in our room at night, we explore such strange new worlds. She can be my broken love slave. Such strange new world.